Here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight, Tom Ceratori is with us. Tom, that is a gutsy win for your guys. Congratulations.
No, it was. And you don't know how they're going to respond. You just don't know how the game's going to go. I've been in a million of these games. And, no, it was a different game, way different game, kind of game tonight. But, again, the bottom line, that's what you're never going to see. You're never going to see two games duplicated at once. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I think it's the first time in, 146 games you've shut out Mankato in back-to-back games in the history of the long rivalry, Tom. Obviously, defensively, have to be pretty proud about how your team played this weekend.
No, I was pissed. I thought we were quick on our engagements. We had good habits. We had good physicality. We were in good spots. We broke the puck out clean. We did a lot of good things.
One injury would be bad at this time of the year. You had three guys that left the bench tonight. Do you know anything about any of the three of them?
A little bit. Yeah, I do, Schultze, but, again, I don't want to talk about it right now.
That, again, is a testament to the rest of the team. I mean, you're juggling forward lines, you're juggling deep pairs, and guys just didn't miss a beat.
No, again, the guys – they had a lot of want-to in their game tonight.
Well, Mitch Wolf got his first goal. I was a little surprised that was his first goal, Tom. He's been such a good part of the offense this year, bringing the puck up and getting down deep. He also got an assist tonight. To speak to what Mitch has done for you here in his sophomore season.
Well, he's emerged. He's really emerged as a really good defenseman and well-rounded, got good balance to his game. And, again, I can't ask for anything more out of Wolfie.
Eric Polkamp gets the puck, down below the goal line. I was a little surprised he had that much time and space. But he surveyed the land a little bit there and goes, yep, this is a play that I can make and relatively safely make. Headsy play in that situation of just not turning and firing the puck. I mean, that takes a guy who's played an awful lot of games.
Are you talking open net goal?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. No, that was a missile. And, of course, he saw that Casper was winning, was going to win the foot race. So, and he had a big lead, and I mean, obviously, Casper corrals it behind the net and it has time to, bring it above the goal line to score.
Kudos to Casper, too. Head down and pedal to the metal.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what a way to end the season, Tom. Obviously, winning the Mountain Cup, but nine straight games with points. You've coached for a long time. That is hard to do.
Big time. At the right time of year, guys.
See you next week, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.